Sports, mankind's greatest endeavor. For centuries, it has separated the boys from the men, football players from their brainstems, and continues to this day to spark the fire of healthy competition in the hearts of its players.
Will somebody cover the dog? Don't just look at the dog, cover him! I'm killing it!
Apocalypse Video and Morton Hoof Auto present the third installment of Hot Dave's Summer Film Fest. Live from the Thunderdome in Citadel, it's the Summer Games.
Exciting installment of Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Part 3, The Summer Games. I'm Bobby Unitas, and have we got a show for you today as we welcome one of the most celebrated sports icons of all time. He's conquered the gridiron. He's hit for the cycle. He's been to space! It's Air Bud!
And now for the grand finale, kids!
You had your chance.
A dog who needed a home. A boy who needed a friend.
Hey, boy.
Good boy.
And the game that brought them together.
You like basketball? Mom, do you remember when I used to have a hamster?
You want another hamster?
Not exactly.
Hey, boy, come again. Come again.
No way.
This summer, the dog is in the house. Walt Disney Pictures presents
Woody!
The story of two unlikely friends.
All right.
Who saw their shot.
What the heck's going on here?
Ain't no rules in the dog can't play basketball.
Y'all ready for this?
And took it.
Yes! Regular Michael Wolf Jordan.
Even more amazing than the Timberwolves' miraculous mid-season turnaround is Buddy. But this is no ordinary golden retriever.
I believe you got my dog.
The underdog in all of us.
Can someone cover that dog?
Y'all ready for this?
Disney's Air Bud.
Does he dribble? No, but he might drool a little bit.
Y'all ready for this? I'm your host, Dave. Welcome back to the Summer Games in Hot Dave Summer Film Fest Part 3. I'm joined again by former pro ball players, Ryan.
Will somebody suppress this clown?
I'm also covered by... I was about to say, would someone cover that podcaster? We're also joined by Mike, of course.
These people didn't come here because of a piece of property. They came here because of Buddy. He's part of this town. He's part of the team. And he's part of our family now.
Well, that's a good transition, Mike, because we have a new family member on the show today. former ball player. He used to play with the Milwaukee Mudos back in the day. Now he works in a boiler room in Citadel. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
A regular Michael Woof Jordan.
Oh! Okay, wow. Nice. Air Bud. So, this was a movie I think I was aware of. First off, I've never seen this movie before.
You never saw it.
Is this a first for anyone else?
It's a first for me.
That's wild.
No, I did see it once as a child.
Only once?
But yes.
Wow, okay. I just assumed that this movie was analyzed like for plays and all that, for basketball and whatnot, for what to do. You know, how to be a winning team.
Yeah, I watched it a lot. I think I maybe saw it in theaters. And
oh, wow.
You'd watch it, put it on. I feel like it was like a blueprint for Disney Channel original movies. You had played in the middle of those, even though it was theatrical.
I'm sorry, this is not a movie you just put on. Okay, after watching it, I don't think I've ever put it on.
Like I never owned it, but I'd watch it. I'd probably seen the end of the movie like, I don't know, 12 times probably.
Oh, the scene,
I don't know.
The scene where the end of the movie, the scene where the dog plays basketball.
Yeah. The only scene in the movie. No, he plays in the earlier two.
He runs drills.
Yeah, literally the only thing I remembered about this movie, I mean, not to jump ahead, but was that a kid gets abused in it. And so I was like, yes. So that was probably my first like interaction with
catch
that
the
as
ball,
a child.
Stuart,
oh yeah, that's intense, yeah.
That was, yeah, I couldn't believe it.
You're never going to drop another ball again, Stuart. You can do that. Just meet the ball. Catch the ball. Just.
What's going on here?
Just running time through a little drill.
That'll be enough, Joe. That'll be enough.
Yeah, it was, so the idea that you watched this over and over as a kid, I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, it was
for
just
you, Ryan, but...
It was
watch the movie, Brian. Watch it.
No, it was just on a lot, and I don't know. I you watch whatever's on TV, you know.
This movie has like a weird tone. Like it's like sad for most of the movie. I feel like.
Well, to put it bluntly, this is not the movie that Disney sells you in the trailer.
No, or the poster.
Or the poster. This is I very much believe that this movie started out as something else.
It has to.
And then became sort of throughout in the third act something different. Like Disney stepped in and was like, maybe play up that whole angle that the dog could play basketball. Maybe that can be kind of what you call it, fun.
The first 15 minutes of this movie are basically like what I imagine Todd Phillips the Joker is. Just like having like a mental breakdown,
kind of.
I just imagine the dog talking to Arthur Chaney, like in the laundry room, or whatever, downstairs beneath the school, smoking a cigarette.
You wouldn't get it.
You don't understand.
You don't understand.
I don't know. It's sad, sort of. Dog movies were a thing. Sad dog.
That's
sports
true. That's
movies.
True.
It was around, you know, Homeward Bound and all kinds of stuff. I think,
but
like
those
a,
were they balanced it better though.
I think,
come on,
I think,
Homeward
I think
Bound
old,
is adventure.
Old Yeller really set a precedent like years before this, you know, and just kind of kept on trucking for a long time, especially through the 90s.
A few years later, you had My Dog Skip. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
My Dog Skip.
Marley and Me.
Marley
oh, yeah,
me,
much like, yeah.
What kind of sick fascination do people have with dogs dying or dogs being abused?
Look, it represents bad dads and good dads, okay? It's a simple, it's, you know, that's what it is. They're best friends, you know? Family, that's what it all is. It's just the dog, if you understand, is a symbol. I don't know.
That's right. So, the mom at the end says, what'd she say? Like, this dog brought us together as a family or something like that. I can't remember.
Please, please don't take Buddy away from my son.
Mrs. Fram, as far as this court is concerned, the dog is property unless you have evidence.
Your Honor, all these people here did not come here because of a piece of property, Your Honor. They came here because of Buddy. He's part of this town and he's part of the team and... He's part of our family now, Your Honor.
Well, he's part of my family, too. He's like a son to me. Oh, shut up!
dog saved our family.
I can't remember because at the end of the movie, suddenly becomes a courtroom drama out of nowhere.
This was movie Whiplash. Is so many things, and it's like weird. It doesn't want to be a movie about a dog playing basketball.
I know.
Yeah, the courtroom thing was maybe, again, a lot of firsts in this movie for younger Andrew, but probably the first like cinematic whiplash I've ever had, where it was like the climax of the movie. They just won the finals, mm-hmm. and then boom, cut to a court scene. I'm like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't like understand. A long court scene.
Yeah, it was wild. It was.
They don't even get to celebrate. The clown guy comes in right as they're celebrating winning the game. He's like, "All right, this has got up far enough."
I think it also says a lot. We're skipping to the end of the film right here at the beginning. Because, I mean, I didn't want to jump on here. I was actually sort of like nervous about coming on because I don't know what I hate when people in a movie podcast just shit on it the whole time, right? And but I was like, man, I don't have a lot of great things to say.
Well, come up with some things you like. What about when you were a kid? What did you like about this? If you at least watched the one time, you said you didn't really watch it a lot.
I don't think so. I mean, it was probably on Disney Channel. We had that, so I mean, we probably caught it on TV every now and then. I think the slapstick stuff probably plays a lot better for a kid, especially when he goes and rescues him from the clown. After the clown has taken him back, and you have the whole the slipping in the mud scene. I'm sure that
it was giving me flashback to the Sandlot with the dog chase scene.
I thought it was bad. About that scene, and we're going to jump all around here. We're going to jump more than the dog jumps in this movie. That scene, I'm like, that scene was playing differently in my mind as we were watching it, because what we're seeing is crazy. You see a crazy, possibly sociopathic clown guy chasing this kid and his dog. You're like, he's going to run him over. And the way the movie is shot, it's not like, bum, 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 bum. The music is bum, 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 bum. But what we're seeing, the visuals are insane. This guy is violently driving around and like...
But you have that great gag, though, that's like Looney Tunes-ish. Like the way that his truck is falling apart. Like as he's driving.
True, but the way he's driving, something out of Mad Max or something. The way he's driving, and like I just picture the scene, playing with different music, like creepy violin, like as he's chasing them, and it's only this scene is only saved by the fact that he drives off into the water. And I love it because it's probably the best moment in the movie, because like the kid jumps on this ferry or whatever, and it's perfect because this guy drives his truck off into the water, but this ferryman couldn't give a shit. He's just like, keep going. I saw the whole thing too, I don't care.
Like, he ferries him out to like an island where he does the whole, you have to have this in the movie, where the kid is like, go on, get, I don't love you anymore. And but as far as the ferryman knows, this kid is taking like a little ferry to the island with his dog, and then just like left the dog there.
The ferryman is over.
He does not
didn't
care.
You have a dog? Yeah.
This ferryman is clearly used to people dumping bodies on that other island or whatever.
That is a funny island. It's like what is this? Just like the, it is like he left him on an island. Like,
poor buddy.
Can I say something good about this movie is I think it looks good for the most part. Like,
obviously, it looks good.
Yeah, like it's shot well. Like looks like a real movie. Like, and the scenery, the town looks pretty.
Well, it looked like a real movie.
I think this was like in Vancouver, I think, mostly shot or around Vancouver, Canada. And it looks like that. It looks pretty. That's cool.
It also looks very cold to the point where I'm like, that dog can't stay outside. Mom, the mom character, what are you doing? That dog's going to die
out there. Because they keep referring to it as, like, this movie's supposed to take place in Christmas, but they're all going to school. Like, we see Christmas in the, like, for a while, this movie is like, should it be a Christmas movie too? but when we see outside, it doesn't look like it's like, it looks like it's like fall, like early fall. Like, there's clearly scenes where like the leaves are turning and they're like running around with like all the leaves falling and stuff. But then it's like post Christmas. It's weird. It doesn't, That's why this movie's bad is the seasons don't. No, it is weird though. Like there's some just like weird about this movie that like doesn't feel. I don't know. I don't know how to describe
it. I'm telling you, this started as something else, and then it morphed into what it becomes at the end.
I'm not even saying it's all bad. I really like the scenes where the dog plays basketball. I was reading like I guess this is like a. It's Buddy the Wonder Dog, and I was trying to see like how many Buddy Air Buds were there because like, well,
oh, so you already know? Damn it! I was gonna be a whole bit I was gonna do later in the show.
Wait, what? Well, I mean, here's what I know from what I could tell: there is one Air Buddy, but there was a couple stunt dogs. But
oh, you're talking about the actual dog itself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like I was thinking of like EO, that the donkey movie. There was like six donkeys to play EO, and I just assume usually with these movies there's like a bunch of Air Buds, but this it seems like it was primarily one Air, like Buddy the Wonder Dog. And
yeah,
I'm
he was
wondering,
famous.
He was great. He was great in this movie. Like it seemed like he's definitely like one of those like reminded me of seeing those shows at like Universal theme park and stuff where they do like the little ferret comes out and like moves the thing or something.
If we're talking about positives, that was one surprisingly down to earth thing I wasn't expecting from this movie. The fact that initially the dog doesn't play it doesn't play basketball for the team. It basically becomes like a halftime trick mascot thing. I'm like, oh, okay, that actually makes sense. Like I could see that happening. And if you notice during the credits, it specifically says no special visual effects were used during the basketball scenes. So this is all Buddy.
What does that mean, though? The special visual effects count? Like, does someone throwing a basket off screen count?
I don't know if that's a special effect. I think that's just a trick camera.
This
trick.
Is just raw footage of the dog playing basketball.
Well,
they just set
there's
a camera
there's
down.
Shots. Like, you see the shot, like, wide shots. Yeah. And they, like, don't, like, cut, you know? And there's no CGI basketball.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, I mean, the dog clearly knows how to dunk.
Yeah, I was reading that he was on Stupid Pet Tricks on the Dave Letterman show for years. Like, would come on and.
Oh, wow.
America's Funniest Home Videos, too.
Yeah, he was like, he was already kind of an older dog by this point, too.
Like 6 years before.
Yeah.
So do you famous. Think maybe this movie started as a vehicle for. Like,
it
hey,
was. That's what it
movie.
Says. It says that the guys that like it was a company, like an air like Air Bud was already a thing, and like it was pitch. He was pitching to Disney, like they had a company regarding it, and was pitching to Disney, like I want to make a movie about this dog, you know. And then I think the Weinsteins bought it or something, or with Miramax and Disney. I don't know. Definitely Harvey.
Their names are on the movie.
They probably put in the
Bob and Harvey are on there.
I'm gonna just assume they put in all the weird clown stuff.
Yeah, that was Harvey Weinstein. Yeah,
it's like you look at the history, and then it's like the guy who owned Buddy, Kevin DeSicco, probably pronouncing his name right, but I'm just going to assume he was a sicko. He bred three offspring of Buddy and trained them for further sports movies. They signed an endorsement deal with Milkbone Dog Biscuits, and apparently this guy intended to make his own sequel, Air Bud, The Next Generation. But, which was supposed to be the concept being it was a cross between Ferris Bueller and Home Alone.
I mean,
it never came to fruition.
I can see the Home Alone influence on this, I feel like a little
bit.
Oh,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Yep. It never came, his version never came into fruition, but there were several direct to video Air Bud sequels.
There's a lot. No, I don't know. I don't know. These movies that got to me as a kid. I love these kind of like sad kid with the dog dad home kind of things. And they work. I don't know. Kids liked it. Like this movie was huge, huge movie. And it wasn't like, I don't know. Like it just feels, it is definitely. And it has, you're right about that courtroom scene. Cause something I realized watching Disney Channel original movies now is that they do have a weird structure where there is like this fourth or fifth act. That happens because of commercial breaks and stuff, and it's almost like that's what this feels like a little bit. Like it's definitely designed almost for TV, and it played a lot, and it was rented a lot when we worked at the old video store. Damn, it was all these movies were never on the shelf.
Well, it was like, yeah, and you could tell it was a kids movie because the case was all sticky, you know, like kids with their dirty cookie hands grabbing it and. you know, no doubt buying that, you know, slime candy that we used to sell and getting it all over the boxes and
stuff.
Well,
hold on. What's the slime candy?
You don't remember slime candy?
Was it like goopy, like slime?
It was like goopy, sugary slime. And
how do, what, was it sold in like a pouch? You like
a jar out? Kind of maybe?
Yeah, a jar of slime?
Well, I can't remember. It was like a plasticky type thing. Oh, it was. And I can't believe anyone bought it. It was the type of candy that the kid wanted, but the parent was like, no, I'm not buying that for you. And most of the time, actually, if I remember right, that section of candy, that kiosk, was dusty because no one bought that shit because none of the parents wanted it in their house.
It reminds me of
candy like Ring Pops were on there all the time.
I think of like the bottom of the barrel candy, or like the candy that's mostly to just like, this is basically like, I feel like I'm doing hard drugs or something. In my mind was Fun Dip, like the thing where it's just like sugar and then a sugar stick and you like lick the sugar stick to for like the adhesion.
Damn, those are good too, holy crap.
I just like the sugar stick.
I do like that stick. Stuff. Yeah, the sugar stick
was
good.
All about the stick, yeah.
Yeah, what? Oh, man, I kind of want one of those now. Just see if you
can
find
a Fun Dip. Can we start stocking some Fun Dip in the store, Dave?
Oh, God. All right. The boxes are just going to get all sticky again. But anyway, back to Air Bud.
No one's buying this, it. It's just for us to steal.
This movie, I just very weird and dour and...
Yeah, it is weird.
Like, there were so many it's very telling that there were several instances where I thought, are they going to kill the dog? Like, there were a few moments, when the kid was presenting, there was a moment where, like, the kid's putting up lost dog posters, and then he's sitting
on
a stoop.
I love that he's taking them away.
And the dog's like, ripping him down as he puts him up, and that's fun. There's a moment where the kid's sitting on the stoop, he just got ice cream, he doesn't know what he's going to do with his dog, the mom doesn't want him in the house, and he looks up at this dumpster. And there is a moment in my mind where I'm thinking, oh, God, is the kid going to put the dog in the dumpster?
Whoa.
Fuck.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And then the second moment when he tells the dog to get on Body Dump Island, where he's like, go, get. I don't want you anymore. There's a moment when he reaches into his backpack, and I'm thinking, oh, God, is this the old Yeller moment when he pulls a gun out?
Oh, my God.
Andrew is just like, what? He's face swabbing right now. You can't see it. But I'm telling you, this movie is that dour. It led me down that path a few times throughout the movie.
Okay. It's not that dour.
It does have some surprising moments, though. Like, we see the clown with, like, a shelf of beer cans.
This guy is
like
a psychopath.
A total alcoholic and, like, stinking drunk the whole time.
He needs a buddy. I think he's kind of wronged. I think he's wronged a little bit in this. Even though he's an asshole in the beginning, gets mad that the buddy ruined his stupid clown show. And don't hire clowns. Hire a magician.
Yeah, that's your first problem right there.
That whole slapstick sequence of the birthday party is, I mean, watching it as an adult is weird. He just makes
cringy.
A point of leaping on every table. And
yeah, he's just
diving.
Jumping.
It's all the clown diving across the room. Like, you could just, you know.
It reminded me of Chris Farley and like the Van Down by the River guy. Just like slamming himself into the tables.
Is it any wonder why Buddy has picked up these tendencies of jumping around and things and running around? That's what he saw his master do for years, presumably.
I love that, like, him just like on the ground and the kids all gathered around Buddy as he's checking those balls at him and stuff. I think that's a fun trick. There's that girl that she's kind of mimicking it, you know? Remember that?
But then the scene becomes harrowing because Buddy trashes the place. He's like, that's it, you damn dog. Throws him in the pet carrier in the back of his truck with the tailgate down. And this is a harrowing sequence.
This was kind of like...
I couldn't believe it.
This was almost worse than like a shotgun or something. Like,
yes.
Left on the freeway.
Just see this dog carrier sliding around.
That is ridiculous. The mom pulls up and is like, oh, I think I just hit a big box. I guess I'll just keep going.
I couldn't believe it.
That was very weird.
You see this moment where a moving truck whizzes by. You're like, oh, thank God it didn't hit it. And then the parents, the kid who ends up adopting the kid later in the movie, his mom hits the dog carrier. And again, I'm just thinking, what am I watching? This is like 10 minutes into the movie. What is happening?
I love it. I think it's harrowing. And you're like, wow. And then that shot of the dog in the clown suit, like on the side of the road as they drive away, is like the saddest thing. Oh, it gets me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that is intense. But I think it's a great opening. It's like almost like this magic kind of, you know, destiny kind of situation.
there's so many weird, like, you know, so the kid's new one. I guess we should get into a plot synopsis. New kid in town. His dad died. Family's ruined. He's all, you know, despondent, obviously. He doesn't know what to do. He used to play basketball with his dad, but now his dad's gone. And he's uncomfortable. He's new kid in school. And he only feels comfortable playing with this dog that he finds in this condemned church basketball court.
It's a sandlot.
it's basically the sandlot, only for basketball.
It's beautiful, by the way.
It is. It's like comically gorgeous. Yeah.
When he opens that like fence up, it's such a cool little.
Isn't it like on the coast? Like there's.
Yeah, he found some lakeside property. Exactly. Oceanside property there.
And you know, I gotta hand it to this kid. He puts in the work. This place, like I said, looks condemned. It's like overgrown, like the basketball court's overgrown. He clears it all out. He knocks down the fences.
He's definitely got squatter's rights at this point for this place.
Oh yeah. I was
He's made improvements to the land.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, because
he makes a court.
I took a law class in college when I was playing basketball, and I was thinking, oh yeah, I mean, I guess I got that brain still, because I was like, oh yeah, adverse possession, man. Stick a sign in there, keep it for a while. That is some free property for you, buddy. But
that's what the courtroom drama then should have been. Is like, does he get to keep the court, or does
All right, this case is done. We're moving on to the next one that you're a part of.
You're a part of several cases in this town. As a result of this movie, several legal cases. There's also some property damage issues with the clown's house, his truck.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, they just go down the list.
The ferryman is suing him for emotional distress.
Yeah, really.
They just pushed him too far.
Yeah, that's good. And then, yeah, I think it's such a, it's like, I love like the slow-mo, that they always do with like the dog getting those baskets and such. And the light coming through the trees, so cool.
Can I say the best moment of the movie? I think we all know it.
Splish splash in the bathroom.
Oh, that's a good moment. That is a really good moment. It's when they're doing. I can't remember even at what point this is. I don't think it's like at the big game, but they're playing some game, and they have the classic sports shot of overhead where they're all putting their hands on the.
Oh yes,
and then you get. The paw.
That's
I think it's actually on the poster in the in between Air and Bud is like a picture of that. It's
yeah. Great. That was in that was a big moment in the trailer. Like, oh my god!
I wish I did this. I wanted to go back and watch the trailer because I'm curious. Like, is the trailer 90% the last scene of the or
yes,
you know that
absolutely
last
yes
probably
yes
and why. Let's talk about this. Why do you think there wasn't more of the dog playing basketball? Is it like, was it probably like really hard to do that sequence maybe? And they could only do it, you know, only do
one
of
them? Well, it's not really the plot of the movie. It's the about this kid. It's like a third act twist or something. Yeah, Andrew.
I guess, but I was thinking like, because I just sort of assumed, not remembering this movie at all, that, you know, this team is down on its luck. You know, it changes coaches. They've been losing. So then the dog comes in, and then he turns their season around, right? But instead, they sort of just like bottle that all up into just the finals to say that, oh, he comes in, and then they win the game because of him. But I wonder if they went with the second option, because though I do think the basketball is exciting and it's a talented dog, maybe it's just like it'd be the same thing over and over again, I guess.
Granted, they didn't use any special visual effects, as they say in the credits, but mainly what we see the dog do is just run around the court. He runs around, and then he'll like hit the ball. He basically is just layups. He's all layups. Like someone
he does
else
assists. He got 3 assists.
Assists, yeah. He does the assists, and that's kind of it. And then he does, like, you know, the dog gets fouled in a moment, like, whoa! When the guy just, like, fouls the dog.
Shoves the dog, yeah. That
and the referee. Oh, man. And another character we should probably talk about, the referee for this movie, this put upon referee.
Oh,
who
I
should
love
not
this
be
guy.
A basketball
so
referee.
Just the handkerchief, yes. Constantly wiping his sweat, slipping around. The slipperiest, slickest referee.
And he's got the iconic line of the movie, right? I mean,
oh, yeah. Let's cut to it, Chad. Let's drop it.
You check in your rule book, but you won't find anything in there that says a dog can't play.
He's right. Ain't no rule said the dog can't play basketball.
Dog, nothing says dog that, can't play basketball.
Is that one of the most famous movie lines?
It should be on the list.
On AFI's what top 100 movie list.
Yeah. It should be.
So I had, like I said, I hadn't seen this movie before, and I knew about it. Like, I've heard about Air Bud forever, but I wrote, like, a summary of what I thought Air Bud was going to be about.
Oh, perfect. Cool. Mm.
I'd like to read that now and just kind of, like, okay. I think it's interesting. Like, I think I hit some of this, but, well, we'll see. So, main character is dorky little kid, loves basketball, but isn't good. I think that panned out.
Yeah, he was good. He lost his juice. You know, he lost his mojo. You know, but okay.
During the tryouts for the school team, he has to bring his dog, Bud, because of some wacky hijink at home. Think Rugrats dad invention gone awry. During the tryout, the kid is fucking up, but then the dog gets into the ring, and as a team, they crush it.
The ring?
So.
The ring?
The ring. The court. Whatever. I'm not a sports guy. So the kid is then taken onto the team, but on the condition his dog comes too as a fellow teammate.
Oh.
That plays out, and the team does really well, culminating in some championship. Bud scores the winning buzzer shot. The movie ends with the dog and the kid playing in a park or something.
It does. Yeah. A lot of that is true. It ends with them playing in the previously dilapidated church.
I think I made a more normal movie than like this.
I don't know. I think for one thing, I'm saying is like
there's no dead dad.
It sounds like the kid would be mad because people only want him because the dog's better at basketball than him. How does he like?
No,
lesson?
The idea there, maybe this didn't, my vision didn't get across, but was that they're good together. Like they're like, not only is the dog good at basketball, but the dog is like bringing out, like the dog's giving this guy sick assists and like they're like gelling together as a duo.
Okay. Okay. I see.
Not bad. You know, like Ryan's like, you're missing all of the dourness. Where's the crazy clown?
Right, where's
character?
The alcoholic clown? I didn't see that coming.
Where's the dead dad?
The courtroom drama scene.
Yeah, you're missing the dead dad.
Drama.
Yeah, there's no dead dad. I didn't talk about the dead dad.
You need a dead dad in these movies.
Way too much dog playing basketball in my vision for the movie.
I think the halftime thing is cool. I think that's a good way of bringing this in. Like that makes more sense.
I'd be the mascot.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that. That's a smart idea.
Yeah, like because that is a thing that they do in real. There's animals that are come out and do something. Like, isn't it like, I don't know? Isn't Ace Ventura the whole thing? Is the freaking dolphin and stuff doing football tricks and stuff?
Sure.
And,
I like that. Wait a minute. Too. I like
was that.
That
as a side, was that a thing that the dolphins actually have dolphin mascots?
I don't think so.
Was that just for the movie?
Yeah.
Speaking of, is that a thing?
Sorry, that's bugged me for years.
have you guys ever like Maybe. Gone for like you're like, oh, what are we gonna do this Friday night? Oh, let's go do a sixth grader basketball game. This whole town is going to this basketball game.
Yeah, but that's a question. So are they in sixth grade? Because I didn't ever heard them say an age specifically.
It's
got to
be middle school.
Specifically.
Like, they're not.
That's what I figured.
Somewhere in middle school.
It seems weirdly vague about it. Like, I figured, fifth grade, sixth grade, 11, 12.
It seems too young for anyone to care this much about these sports games.
I'm just saying, like, in small town, that's how it is, kind of.
Small towns, they care about high school, like, sports.
I think, the thing is that they kind of mention that it's like, this is our, like, and there's kind of, they're set this up because. In the when he first goes to school, there's like so many trophies for basketball, and it's like a basketball town. And we probably follow these kids all the way through their whole careers, you know. and stuff.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
And they're rich too. They all have big houses and a nice school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And a hot
Their
mom.
Their kitchen was huge.
This is what happens now watching these kids' movies is that like, now that I'm old, I'm like, oh man, that mom is a babe. It just like switched around. It's like,
yeah,
it's so
she's a rich widower.
Talking about the house for a second, though, like you were right. That dog is really smart. That dog gets on the roof like it's nothing.
Oh, I love
that was crazy.
I love the ADR climbs a ladder. The dog's feet.
Yeah.
I mean, that moment when the dog climbs up that ladder or whatever, I'm like, a dog can't do that, can it?
No special effects, Dave. No special
effects. No special effects.
Because the mom is very explicit that the dog has to stay outside, but then you see the dog upstairs. Like, I just thought it was a gag. Oh, it's, you know, a good laugh. But then, no, later on we see the dog, how its whole path on how it gets in the roof, it goes in the window, or it goes downstairs to steal the, or not downstairs, down the trellis or whatever to steal the paper every morning.
That was one of the most, like, I mentioned earlier that this is parts of this movie give me the vibes of like the Universal theme park shows. Yeah. This is definitely like the kind of thing you'd see.
I feel like there's so many. This you guys remember that? I don't remember who did it, but someone turned the Mrs. Doubtfire trailer into a horror movie. You guys remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the same thing could be easily done for Air Bud.
Oh, for
because
sure.
That scene you just mentioned where it's like the mom says that dog is not staying in this house. Just imagine the music goes. And then in the back of on the side and upstairs, you see the dog's head pop out like. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, they
just shots of the creepy clown like.
Yes.
You know what's funny is that there's that it's very E.T. kind of scene in this too. When he first when first meets Bud, like it's the whole like the ball rolling out from the bushes and there's a creature back there kind of thing.
Yeah,
we've upgraded from Reese's Pieces to snack packs.
Yeah, snack
packs. Oh, yeah. That dog. So, I mean, I hate to be crude, but when we first see that scene you're talking about, Air Bud or Buddy or whatever has been like alone for a while and is probably like really hungry, thirsty and all that. And so he gives him like. Six pudding packs? Like, that dog is just immediately shitting all over that.
And then SpaghettiOs after that.
Yeah. And then SpaghettiOs.
That's not good. I don't think that's good for a dog.
He sees he doesn't immediately, we should say, for anyone who hasn't seen this movie, he doesn't immediately bring the dog home. Like, the dog sort of runs off into the woods again a few times before he finally takes him home. And I'm just thinking, like, the second time he sees the dog, why not bring him some actual food? Not just these pudding packs. Like, come on, kid.
Some kibble.
Like,
yeah.
This dog is probably malnourished. Like, his hair is all matted. Like, come on. Like, give him some real food.
Give him a steak.
Yes, I kept thinking, bring this dog some meat. I was like, where's the meat?
I like the trail of snack packs, though, and you know, just leading over to him. Yeah. Eventually, build his trust.
It's a kid, exactly. Movie thing. For
it is,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah. They're Buddy,
yeah, not nutritious,
but delicious.
Buddy, you pooped on the basketball court again.
That's like his thing. Is he's pooping all over, so then the other team is like slipping. Whoa. There's a lot of like that. There's a lot of whoa energy in this movie.
Well, that referee, that's when true. He picks up the disgusting, filthy ball after the dog's had it in his mouth, the guy's like, goo.
Why? In my head, I just realized or remembered, isn't there a scene where they're like in a water park, like slide at some point in this movie? Am I like hallucinating this?
I don't think that
happens.
Is there no slide sequence in this movie?
I think that's the version that you wrote down. I don't know if that's in the actual
movie. Would he be slide? I don't know.
There's a whole bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm thinking. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But there is an actual, in the very beginning at the clown show, the client, when he's trying to grab him, he slips on a banana peel on the couch. And I was like, oh, wow, they did it. The classic banana peel slip. So, yeah, it has big whoa energy throughout the whole thing.
When he's slipping in the mud, too.
Yeah.
At the
yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to find. I was reading something of how they do that trick, the him scoring the baskets, and I think they like lather the thing, like make it real slippery, so it's almost like he's trying to bite it, and it just pops the ball out. That not to ruin the illusion. let's see. Okay, it says DeSico. I think this is the owner, that Kevin DeSico. I guess we're. Revealed that Buddy tries to bite the ball, but its slipperiness enhances by his saliva, or more efficiently by olive oil. So they cover it with olive oil.
Olive oil, interesting.
And then it propels. That's how it poof pops the ball up. So it's just a magic trick, y'all. It's not even
movie magic. Man.
This dog can't play basketball. I was reading. I mean. I just find it's interesting that this empire that this movie created. So like there's like a site, airbud.com goes to Airbud Entertainment, and it has like all of their freaking movies. And it's like, it's like their own little world, and it's wild. They're selling like digital cards, basically NFTs on here of different animals.
Oh, what?
And there's a whole studio called Western Effects Studios, and they're in Vancouver, and there's one in L.A. And their logo has Air Bud as the logo of, like...
Wow.
Like, and they've made a whole... They're still making movies. They have stuff coming out. Like, there's something called Scaredy... Air Bud Entertainment presents Scaredy Cats, and it looks like they're, like, cat witches. There's Pup Academy. It looks like it's, like, a Harry Potter, but with dogs.
Oh my god!
Let's pitch. What, Ryan? What would be your animal movie that you would want to pitch?
They've done them all. They've done it. Maybe like, I don't know, Animal Pulp Fiction. I don't know.
What a jump!
Inglorious Cat Turds.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I like that one. I just want to point out, like, the change from me being the one always bringing up poo to Mike always bringing up poo in the show has been staggering. Like, I never thought it would happen.
Don't get used to it.
It's pretty wild how much they did. Cause I mean, there's end up being a lot of sequels and like the spinoffs, and it's wild how it's, yeah, these must be crazy popular in Redbox for sure.
Okay. My idea is like an old West, like a Ooh. Western, but like there's that. Like a dog who's really good at like he's quick draw. He's quick. Somehow the dog is like.
This was already done in animated form. If y'all remember, An American Tale, Five-O Goes West.
Mm-hmm.
That was
voiced by Jimmy Stewart. I can't remember the dog's name. It was like
the Lazy Eye.
I need to see this movie.
I like that. That was a fun movie as a kid. And you know what? It's almost as if these types of movies where a dog does a human thing should be in animated form only, because it works there.
No, but here, it's not as impressive.
Are you saying this movie didn't work, Dave?
You know what? Honestly, I would have been on board with this movie if it was what the trailer sold. Like I said, going in, I assumed it would just be a goofy hour and 10 minute, you know, dog plays basketball movie. And honestly, like, you know, a dead dad, that would have been par for the course for these types of kid movies. That's fine. The dog brings them together, whatever. But I just wasn't expecting this movie to be what you referred to it as, Mike, which is perfectly sums this movie up, dour. This movie is shockingly dour. And it's just like the mix is all off. You
for
know
the
what
record,
I mean?
Like, that's what our Air Van Dweller Jackie described this movie as. Mm-hmm. Is dour.
Oh, it's Jackie. Okay, yeah, just dour. And I think, yeah, just this should have leaned into some of the goofier things of this movie, a little less of the weird dourness. And I think I would have, I don't know if I would have liked it, but I would have liked it more than the movie we got, which is just the tones are all over the place with this movie.
Here's kind of my thought is like, I think the tone of this movie is like insane. And it is like, it's, I would almost say shocking. Like how, like over the course of the movie, how much you realize like, oh, that's what this movie's going to be. And it's not the choice I would have made, but it was fascinating. Like I was entertained. I was intrigued. It had my attention, if only because it was so bizarre. And it was like competently made. There, you know, it's not like
we didn't really.
So
talk
I don't know.
About
I don't know how I would like. I don't know what to say if I like this movie or not. Like, or if I think it's good or not.
It almost felt like a satire to me at times. A satire of like kid
how
movies,
dour
weirdly.
It gets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, like the dead dad. Like they're throwing everything. The dead dad, the alcoholic clown, the abusive coach.
Yeah, alcoholic clowns and a lot of
it's
these
relentless. All.
I mean, we didn't really talk about the kid getting the basketballs thrown at him for not catching the ball. It's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah. We mentioned it in passing, yeah.
And then, I
let off with that high note. Sorry. I don't know. It's shocking. I think even as a kid, I didn't really understand it because, I mean, the coach seems like an asshole from the beginning, but to that degree, I was like, whoa. What?
I think it's a good thing to see. Like, this isn't normal for a kid to see this. And they'd be like, that's not a normal way for a coach to be and everything. And, you know, like, I remember doing sports and, like, there wasn't people like this. But I know of, like, I did 1 year of basketball, WHAM basketball. And there was, like, the kid whose dad was the coach, and the kid would cry anytime he got taken out of the game. And so the dad couldn't take him out kind of thing. And it's just like there's these relationships like that, you know, and it's just like that's not right. And I was like, I'm not playing this. This fucking sucks. And and say fucking. I was probably like, this stinks, Mom. I'm not doing this anymore.
This is hella lame, Mom.
Yeah. No, but
give me a burger with nothing on it.
I want a burger with nothing on it. So I don't know. I think it's harrowing. It's shot really dramatic, and it's like the spotlight. Yeah. I think it's good. I mean, and Buddy discovers it. I think you're right. It's some crazy whiplash, but I don't know. I think that all the lessons in this stuff is like, it's not like there's nothing. Everything in here is like this is bad, and this is not a good way to be. You know, like or these bad people. In the movie and stuff, and
you learn to not grow up to be an alcoholic clown.
Yeah,
or like once again, I feel like this movie could easily be turned into a horror film. You see that shot of like the dimly lit, you know, basketball court. The guy's like, "Catch the ball, Stuart! You're supposed to catch it." Cut to the little window in the door, and you see Air Buddy looking through. The music gets ominous. The next scene, the coach is dead.
One of the shots of like the boiler room.
Yes,
you want Buddy to start taking them all out.
Yeah. Yes, that's the movie I want to see.
Can we talk about the there's the abusive coach, and then he's immediately fired. It's like
to the movie's credit,
that
I think.
Scene exists. I think it was like, okay, how can we get the boiler room? Like, is he like the janitor?
Engineer.
Who's the former NBA player? Yeah. Let's get him to be the coach. And he's like he's a cool like mentor figure. And I want to talk about he rules. I love this guy. Like I like his performance. I like that character. And Dave, I don't know if you know this, but this actor is Bill Cobbs. You know what else he did? If you don't know it right off the bat,
it's tough because he's been in a million movies.
He has, but there's one thing that I think is very important to you, Dave.
To me, well, the first thing that came up in my mind, he is in Demolition Man. He's the guy that's like, "Yep, we need an old fashioned cop to beat an old fashioned criminal."
That is cool. He's been in a lot of stuff, but no, this is Dr. Emery Erickson, the inventor of the transporter in Star Trek.
What?
He canonically invented the transporter.
What show did this get
Star
revealed
Trek
in?
Enterprise.
Enterprise. Okay, that's why I never
I only
heard of
know
it.
This. I mean, I didn't watch Enterprise. I only know this because I was like, oh, that guy, I've seen, he's familiar. And looking at his roles, I was like, whoa, is the guy who invented the transporter. That's pretty cool. That's big.
He was an engineer.
He was.
Yeah, my big thing is that he's in That Thing You Do. He's like the jazz player that the drummer loves, and what's an interesting connection that actor so I've seen That Thing You Do, you know, Shades, he's like the drummer of the band, starts playing fast the song, and that's actor is what's his name, Tom Everett Scott.
Oh,
and
I know where you're going with this.
And so Del Paxton, this Bill Cobbs, plays like his mentor in That Thing You Do. And Tom Everett Scott ends up being the voice of Buddy when Buddy gets a voice in Air Buddies and Snow Buddies.
Whoa. Gets a voice.
Of course he does.
Don't give him a voice.
They all start talking. All the dogs, all the buddies.
I don't want to go back to the clown.
But yeah, I just thought that was interesting little, because that's how I know this actor a lot. So I liked him too. Yeah,
it's wild if you look at his like his bios. He's born in just pick a date at random. As of 2023, it sounds like he was 88 years old. Like he was born in 1934, and like if you look at his credits, this dude has just been like working since the 70s up through 2022, just constantly all kinds of movies and like movies, you know, real movies like. I love like these type of careers. He's just like he's been in it the whole time, just working.
Yeah, I think, I think that stuff works. I think I like that the movie isn't like. I think you're right, Andrew. That if it was like the dog second act is playing basketball, like on the team, like he's playing basketball in this. I like the halftime stuff, but which is kind of funny, just having a halftime show for like a junior high basketball team. But anyway.
And or elementary, I'm not sure.
But I think as a kid, I probably would have been doing the same thing. That when are they going to get to the fireworks factory? You know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it's a movie about something else, and just this is something that happens in the movie. Maybe they sold it. You're right. They sold it. Maybe wrong. But.
Yeah, it had a lot more going on than I think any of us really anticipated.
I think watching as a kid, too, like for me, too, when it was on, like I was just waiting for the basketball to happen.
You're like playing with your toys. Sure. And
yeah, playing Game Boy, playing Pokemon or whatever it was, you know.
Play Pokemon.
But I wanted to talk. I know, Dave, you had some ideas for like how many sequels there were, but I wanted to mention something that I just think is so funny looking at the Chattopedia about this. You know how, like, I don't know if you guys ever look at, like, band Chattopedia or, like, wiki pages where it'll have, like, all the members of the band.
You mean, like, chatty pages?
And, you know, and it has, like, a graph usually of, like, what, what instrument they played and when they dropped off this year.
Yeah, when there's, like, big convoluted things, it's, like, singer and, like.
Yeah, but say there's, like, a lot of members in a band and there's, bunch of. There's, like, that for the Air Buddy movies, it looks like. Or the Air Bud movies.
It's that intricate.
It's so crazy. It's nuts looking at this, and it's just so sad that Air Buddy himself was. This is the only one. His only performance. You know.
Really, this is the only one with it with Buddy the Wonder Dog.
Mm-hmm. He was old by the time this movie came. The next one came out, and it's just sad looking at the next one, which was theatrical. I didn't realize it was theatrical release. I didn't see Air Bud Golden Receiver in theaters.
Is he playing football?
Yeah. And it's just funny because
how does that work?
I don't know. It's like the same
That's
movie.
Somehow more believable to me. I don't know. Yeah,
it probably is.
Catch
a basketball.
Is he just like a linebacker?
He's a golden receiver.
He's a receiver.
He's catching. He's out there.
Yeah. Although you do have to tackle a dog then. That is a little concerning. But wasn't that movie just like a year later?
It was 1 year later. Yeah.
Wow.
In fact, when you look at the release of these movies, most of them were like maybe 1 or 2 years apart at most.
Do we go through the list? Dave, you had an idea for that.
Well, first off, all right, so there's the first movie, Air Bud. How many sequels do you think this series had?
Without looking. I mean, I already
said. Without looking.
Let's say four. Like there was like one theater sequel and then two more direct-to-video sequels.
Oh,
also, real quick, I want to note, so this movie was like Air Bud was a big financial success. It cost
the first one,
$3 million, only $3 million, and it made $27.8 million. So like, I get why there would be a sequel. But
that's just theatrically. That's not counting all the people who bought the VHS.
Right. But the sequel, unfortunately, so the budget ballooned to $11 million. So it's like more than three times the cost of the original.
Wow.
And it made... it's a like oddly specific number in Chattopedia, but it made like 10,224,000. And
well, it's probably because they actually had to use special effects to get the dog to play football.
Maybe
I'm guessing. I don't know, because like know. We said, like, what does the dog do? How
I
does
just
it play
I just
football?
Was scrolling up from the like that article or whatever, and just like glimpsed in the plot summary of Golden Receiver the word Russian embassy. So I'm really curious now to see that movie and what weird direction it takes to avoid a dog playing the sport that's in the movie.
All right. Well, Mike, you said four sequels. And Ryan, what about you? What do you think?
Well, I can see it. I'm looking at it. So.
Oh, you already know it. Okay. Andrew, how many sequels do you think the series spawned?
I was also going to say four, but I'll go five.
Wow. So first off, there were two spin-off series. There's the Air Buddies series and the Santa Paws series.
Santa Paws, wow.
Santa Paws series? Wow. Okay.
If you combine all of them, there were 13 sequels to Air
Buddies. Oh, Jesus. I'm on it now. One of these is called Space Buddies. They go to space?
Yep.
The buddies tag along for a school field trip and accidentally walk aboard a rocket ship.
The one I'm really I'm interested in, called Super Buddies from 2013. The plot synopsis: after acquiring rings that grant them superpowers, the buddies use them to stop a villainous alien dictator.
What? Can we watch one of these movies?
Well, what's so funny about this, so when you think Air Bud, you think a dog plays a human sport. That only lasted from movie one to movie five. There was Air Bud, there was Air Bud Golden Receiver, World Pup, Seventh Inning Fetch, and Spike's Back.
That's a pretty good run.
There's no hockey.
Five movies.
That's a good run. There's no hockey. There are sports left to be mined, but they gave up after Spike's Back.
Spike's Back's a good title, though, I think.
Yeah. That's when you get into the Air Buddies series in 2006. It becomes his demon spawn. It focuses on his puppies. And that's when the movie just goes nuts. It's Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, Spooky Buddies, Treasure Buddies, and Super Buddies.
Well, Treasure Buddies sounds cool. The buds find themselves on an Indiana Jones style adventure. And if you look at the poster, it's like totally ripping off the Indiana Jones.
Well, do you think that one they have guns? Maybe.
Wait, guns? Oh, yes. Finally, a character has a gun in the movie. Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
So Santa Buddy. So you think Santa Paws is a spinoff of Santa Buddies? Maybe?
I guess so, yeah.
It says they were produced as prequels to Santa Buddies.
There's the search for Santa Paws and Santa Paws 2, the Santa
whole
Pups.
BCU, Bud Cinematic Universe here.
I'm saying they created a freaking empire
before
Bud Entertainment, where now they're doing
a whole studio, yeah.
There's a whole studio that makes
And what's
these.
Wild, if you look at these are all Disney. Like, this is still Disney.
Okay. Thank you for bringing up Disney, because I want to bring something up. We didn't have this movie in the store. I had to buy this movie on the black market for $20.
What? How did you
$20?
Was this a digital only or a physical copy?
It was digital.
Digital for $20?
And here's the thing. Disney Plus still exists.
And it's not on Disney Plus.
This is a Disney movie, and they had basically literally every damn sequel to this movie but the original. and like, initially when I bought it, I figured, okay, maybe it was a rights issue. Maybe like Disney made all the sequels, but they didn't make the original. The movie opens as Disney's Air Bud, and I'm like, fuck you, Disney.
maybe it's the Weinstein. Maybe they just like don't want any movie that's opening with like Harvey Weinstein.
I can maybe see that. I could see that.
Interesting.
But I resented Disney.
Maybe they got rid of the
so
Miramax
much.
Stuff. You think that
they
could
did?
Be it?
They got rid of the Miramax stuff?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. Do you think that could be?
I mean, I could see that.
Possibly.
Just like, you start a movie like and it's just like, Mom, who's Harvey Weinstein?
What?
Yeah,
who's
kids
asking
the
that?
Credits.
What kid is asking that? Mom, who's Harvey Weinstein?
Who's the producer? What, Miramax? What's that?
Side note, Mom, who's Epstein? I keep hearing this name on the playground. Jesus. Who's that guy?
Wow.
But you know, ironically, none of that would be out of place in the movie Air Bud.
maybe they stopped, because there hasn't been a movie since Super
Harvey
Buddies.
Weinstein would be a character in Air Bud.
Definitely.
You know what? I bet you Air Bud is due for a reboot, because there hasn't been one for 10 years. Super Buddies is the last one. I know Air Bud Entertainment went on to different things. Like, they got now these...
Maybe we should... When we have a next chance to like send a missive to Cody while he's looking for Avatar 3, maybe he can also try to find any signs of Air Bud.
Oh my God. Okay, so once the Air Buddies series comes in, they have names for the other dogs. Here are the names for some of the other dogs, the yes. Air Buddies.
Lay it on me.
B-Dog. Buddha.
Buddha.
Butterball.
That's funny.
Good. That's good.
Sniffer.
Sniffer.
Mudbud. And finally, my favorite, Rosebud.
Rosebud.
It's weird, wild looking at the cast, too, for Air Buddies.
The kids stuck around for the first four movies.
Abigail Breslin. We got Molly Shannon as a voice. Michael Clark Duncan.
Whoa.
Don Knotts as Sniffer. The Bloodhound.
Don Knotts. Wow.
George Wendt. Norm.
Actually, I wanted to talk about the cast for a second. So, you know, the sweaty referee, as you were talking about, Dave.
Everyone's
he
favorite.
Comes back as a different character in Air Bud's seventh inning fetch.
Oh, wow.
Jay Brazeau comes back as Professor Siles. I believe he's one of the villains. But yeah, that actor shows up in the franchise in a different role.
That's great.
I'm like not kidding. I want to watch these sequels.
Do you?
I want to see at least Treasure Buddies and Super Buddies.
Super like Buddies most, I'm mildly interested in.
The last two ones where it's the most unhinged.
Wow.
I mean, Seventh Inning Fetch sounds pretty cool because not only does he play baseball, but all of his puppies get kidnapped by a raccoon. So
I
gotta figure out why that's
happening. Here's a question. So in Super Buddies, we talked about the summary, how it's like the buddies are all banding together to stop an alien dictator. Do you think the alien dictator is like a cat?
Ooh.
I mean, if it wasn't, they screwed up.
Yeah, that's got to be, right? I mean, put like a little hat on him or something, but like,
but
it's Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, yeah, that would be a good.
The thing is that I think you were just saying they don't want them to talk, but these buddies, they all talk. CGI talking mouths, you know.
Yeah, that sounds pretty scary.
Yeah,
that's they have like Whoopi Goldberg is their voice and stuff, and Snow Buddies. I don't know. So these movies, someone's making some money.
I mean, I get why, like, this seems like middle America, just like, let's put on a safe movie with dogs.
okay we're trying to crack the case. What's going on with Air Bud not being on Disney Plus? It says that the owner, Air Bud Entertainment, owns the original film and Air Buddies, and all the other ones are the Disney company. So but this this does have Disney in the beginning, but yeah, I'm wondering if that's probably
Disney's,
part of
it.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe it's like a old Pixar deal.
Yeah, well, maybe it's one of those things where like it'd just be like they'd have to have a meeting to like hash it out, and like, why bother doing that kind of thing?
Yeah, the kids will just watch fucking Air Buddies.
Yeah, no one cares.
Yeah,
we're except the only us. People to care.
I can't. I'm sorry, Dave, that you had to spend $20 on.
Well, I'm sure they were like, it's not like anyone's gonna actually buy this movie for $20.
But you know what? I think you're gonna. Well, that movie's it's gonna make its money back. That's gonna rent like crazy in the stores. You know?
Oh, sure.
It is.
You'll never stay. Yeah, you'll get your money back in like 2 weeks, you know?
Oh, man, they got the original in stock. I've been waiting years for this. Bud.
Yeah, Air Bud. What are you going to do? I
That's the poster.
This one is.
What are you going to do? What are you going
to do? No, Sandlot for me, like, I think hits and a lot harder than this does. But I don't know. I think a kid. I mean, I don't think this works as an adult really watching it. But I do think I think a kid would like this. I think it's cool. I like that. Like, I like that it gets dark and crazy.
It's not like a bad movie. I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a bad movie. A
little whiplash. I think
it's an insane movie.
True. But you guys have any other? I'm trying to think if I have any other thoughts on the Air Bud.
Well, I thought it was. I mean, I guess I shouldn't. Find this surprising, but I was watching. I've watched some courtroom dramas recently, and I thought it was funny that no one was sworn in. It's just everyone's sitting down and then everyone just starts talking, like, all right, you talk, you know. It's just, like, courtroom procedure is right out the window in this movie.
I'm not very familiar with custody battles, but I don't think they're typically decided like outside with like mob justice, basically. I love like the town, because they're all, it's just like the scene of like, who's the dog gonna go to, and the whole town is behind the clown like, no, not here, go away.
Oh, that was another thing that that I thought was odd throughout the movie that isn't really revealed until the end. The fact that Air Bud keeps stealing and burying the mother's newspaper.
Right.
And for the longest time, like throughout the movie, I'm like, why is he doing this? Is this going to come to anything? Like, I didn't.
Yeah, there wasn't really a thing. Huh?
No, it does. It does. Well, you see, he like the owner. Is hitting him.
You're right.
Because he knows the dog loves newspapers.
But then
the dog triumphantly comes, end. Just tears it up, and is like, screw you.
No, in the beginning of the movie, remember, he's like, don't let me hit you with the newspaper. It's in the beginning.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay. But it's such a quick moment, though, in the beginning. Halfway through, I assumed when the dog starts to gain popularity, I was thinking, because the dog is apparently a super genius, I was thinking, is he getting rid of the newspaper because he knows that
like ads for him? Missing dog or something?
Missing dog or something, maybe?
Maybe, yeah. He read the paper and was like, oh, shit, there's...
Well, yes. I'm like, why? And again, if you think of this...
He's clipping out the cartoons for himself.
If you think of this as a horror movie, it could be because he doesn't want the mom to see that he's actually an escaped felon dog.
He's not a dog at all.
He's not a dog at all.
He's like the stepfather from the Terry O'Quinn and the Stepfather.
He's not a dog at all.
He's had four other families and he's killed them all.
He's killed them all.
He's been traveling from town to town, ingratiating himself by being the mascot, only to kill.
That's pretty funny. That's a funny way to re-edit this, isn't it?
That's the remake.
As the stepfather, yeah.
I mean, they remade Winnie the Pooh into a horror movie. Why not Air Bud?
make it seem like so he's tormenting the clown.
Well, does anyone have any final thoughts on old buddy Air Bud?
It was a good dog. It was a good dog.
He's a good dog.
Good dog.
Good dog. Really good dog. Yeah.
Good boy.
And good stuff. Good
boy. Lassie that plays basketball, which is, I mean, what more can you ask for?
I think it's really, I'm like genuinely impressed. This was like mostly one dog. I don't want to diminish what the stunt dogs brought to the table, but.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mentioned stunts. I did think it was hilarious that there's that moment where Bill Cobb, you know, he's like this elderly guy, and then you see that scene of like, well, it was clearly a stuntman, like, you know, he's got the moves and he's like dunking and all this stuff, and I'm like, there's no way this 70-year-old guy is doing these basketball.
Oh yeah, it was
moves.
Kind of a double. It was still, yeah. I think he's even a kid. I'm like, that's not him. But.
Exactly. Yes.
But I love the light coming into the gym light. I love that kind of like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
The dust
mystical.
Yeah. I think it's cool. He's like, it's very Good Will Hunting or something. The janitor that's actually like the
genius, basketball star.
Yeah, I love that he finds the card. He's like, can you sign this?
Yeah, that man died a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a weird moment. Yeah,
it was very like, I was thinking of like Star Wars. Like,
now that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Well, I can't in good conscience recommend this movie. The fact that the whole idea of the dog hitting shots doesn't show up until 45 minutes into the movie is just plain unacceptable.
It's a shot after the first act, kind of.
Yeah,
but it doesn't become a thing until 45 minutes in.
He plays basketball, I think, at like the 15-minute mark is the first like shot he makes.
Look, okay, Dave, Christopher Reeve isn't Superman until like hour 10. In Superman, okay?
That's
Star
Superman.
Wars
this
to
is
open
Air
with
Bud.
The trench run?
This is a movie that should only be an hour and 10 minutes long, max. It's an hour and 35, which is entirely too
Dave,
long.
Dave, you don't
I'm
believe
sorry.
A dog could fly? Come on. Or a dog can slam dunk?
A dog can
Maybe if the dog Dave. Could talk, I could, you know.
You don't believe a dog can ball?
I'm sorry, I don't. I can't in good conscience recommend it. I'm sorry.
This movie tried some interesting things, but yeah, I kind of expected it to be basketball earlier, but
yeah.
I think I would recommend it if like you're cool with what this is. Like, it's not going to be a whole bunch of dog playing basketball, but that's in there. I think it's like, especially if you're a kid or you're into dogs. I don't know. Some people are like, some people are really into dogs, I'll just say that. And if you're one of those weirdos, watch this movie.
If you dress your dog regularly, you might enjoy Air Bud.
No, I think I think the lesson of the abusive coach and stuff is worth to put the kid in front to watch this thing, I think. Because it's just like, don't show them that this isn't good behavior, you know? And I think it was a good, I think it's good.
So your recommendation for Air Bud is like, if you want to teach your kid about child abuse.
And I think, exactly.
This is a good way to do it.
I don't know. It just
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I mean, especially if they don't have a figure like that, a father figure in their life. I don't know. Maybe they need it. Who knows?
I mean, it's kind of like a candy coating on a really dark lesson there. Watch the dog play basketball.
Sugar stick.
Also be worried about abusive adults. But that's interesting.
I don't know. And plus, come rent it in the store, because then your kid. I think we should, because
please
then
rent it,
because the kids will want. They have 16 other movies they could rent afterwards. You know,
I'm pretty sure that $20 is being taken out of my paycheck. So please
you just paid like the premium, like when you had to like in old days, like Blockbuster and Hollywood Video, like they had to pay like a premium to rent those. It was like what, $60 a movie or something crazy or whatever it was. Like
to rent like Disney.
Well,
movies?
No, I'm just talking about like when for the store to buy a movie. To be rented, it's like it's a lot more money than it was, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you paid that price right now.
I'm hoping this pays off, man. I may never recover financially from this.
I may never recover financially from this.
Mike may never recover financially from my bad decision.
We should call up Air Bud Entertainment and get some of these NFTs they're selling.
What are they?
Just take a look. I was going to share them. Let me share my screen again.
I mean, these are going to be worth something someday. They're not already.
I think I know a way you can get back your $20.
Yeah.
You have to invest more into the Air Bud franchise.
So we can do some Apocalypse Video NFTs. So Air Bud Entertainment Collectibles. So we got all of them here.
All the buddies.
Look at the guy at top. Look at the man, the myth, the legend,
Air Bud.
Air Bud. Look, there's like ghosts. There's like dead dogs over here on the left.
You see a cat? I do see a cat.
Now look at
this.
You see the ghost? The dead dog?
Look at this one. You see this one?
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know, but it's scary.
He's like singing
into
a microphone.
On two legs.
Super pup.
Check out all the latest Air Bud collectibles.
All right, I'm going to buy the collectibles. Here we go. Here we go. Super pups digital collector cards now. This is
how much are they?
Click buy now.
$15 each.
All right, how much is
it? Oh my god.
All right, here we go. Let's see if we want to buy Zeta. $15.
Jesus.
Oh, it's an alien friend. Okay.
Hey, Zeta, your favorite alien friend.
That's why they're animated.
Oh,
okay,
man, it's limited edition.
They're an alien.
I'm sure this is playing well on the audio.
Well, you'll have to post some pictures of these NFTs.
Put it on on the Instagram post.
I mean, if you're listening to this, don't bother. We've bought all of these.
These are all exclusively owned by Apocalypse Video now.
This is crazy. So look at this. These are new ones coming out. They got new Air Bud ones coming out.
Dropping soon.
Oh,
I bet it's,
wow.
Ryan, how long do you think it said that, though? Like, do you think it said this for like 2 years?
It doesn't have a date. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know who's buying these, but.
Well, maybe we'll have to have like a raffle in the store for some of these NFTs after
these. NFTs. These are straight up available
NFTs. Get back to me when there's a Bud crypto line I can invest in.
Look at this
one.
Well,
that's what Dogcoin was.
Budcoin.
Yeah. This is so crazy. So it's a
timeline. There's a timeline, and it starts with the arrival.
Wow.
The journey.
Digital collectibles are available for secondary market for trading and resale. This is crazy.
Jesus.
I can't believe
it. Oh, you can sign up to the community to receive helpful exclusive news about the Air Bud Entertainment Collection.
I think that's pretty funny discovery that there's Air Bud.
Well, I don't want to leave anyone out. Ryan, what's the link if people want to visit the Air Bud NFT universe?
NFT.airbud.com.
We'll give them the Apocalypse Video bump. Maybe they can reimburse me my $20.
This is a good time to invest in NFTs, I think.
And Mike, just in case you were, really curious, there is a buddy parentheses bud coin. So, check it out.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Whose idea
of course
was this?
It's real.
Why'd they think this is a good idea? But I don't think the internet's discovered this yet. I think is we can go viral with posting. I'm just saying. I don't think the internet has seen this. I feel like I would have known about this if I was alone.
Oh, wow. God. Well, we found out if a dog could play basketball. Next time on the Summer Games, we'll find out if a Shaolin monk can play soccer. Because next time, with Hot Day Summer Film Fest Part 3, we'll be back with Shaolin soccer.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You all ready for this?
Dogs don't play basketball.
What's the matter, gentlemen? Afraid your team might get beat by a dog?
Put him in!
Now entering the game, new player, Kay.